Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Back in this country, many Americans are returning to some version of normal post-COVID life. Yes to in-person work, no to masks all the time. But millions of Americans have lost loved ones to COVID-19, and their lives will never be the same. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on a project to memorialize that loss permanently.
Jeanette Nunez Del Prado had the date marked on her calendar. Last May, her dad Hugo, who lived in Bolivia, was supposed to visit her family in New Mexico.
And we would look at the date all the time and be so excited.
Tragically, he came down with COVID before he could make the trip.
He died just 2 weeks before he was supposed to come and get the vaccine and meet his grandkids for the first time. You know, we always thought we would have more time.
Like so many people, she didn't get a chance to say goodbye to her dad. He spent his final days on a ventilator, alone in the hospital. There was no funeral.
It really interrupts the grieving process. You know, we have these rituals for a reason, because they help us heal. And in the absence of that, it's really, really hard.
Nunez Del Prado, who was a social worker and trauma therapist, is now channeling her grief into an effort to establish a national COVID Memorial Day and to build physical memorials in cities all over the country.
And I know that a key to healing from trauma is to hold space to feel what you need to feel, to know what you know, and to do this in community.
She's working with a group called Marked by COVID, with the goal of establishing the first Monday in March as a national day to honor those affected by COVID. The group held a Zoom memorial service, attended by hundreds of people who had lost someone to COVID. They lit candles and shared the names of their loved ones in the chat, writing notes about why they were so special, the emptiness left behind.
This is our second annual COVID Memorial Day virtual vigil.
Kristen Urquiza is co-founder of Marked by COVID and lost her dad to the virus in 2020. Urquiza argued this painful time needs to be remembered with a day on the calendar.
We will be able to teach our children, our grandchildren, and future generations about this moment in time, about our pain, about what happens in a public health crisis, about what is lost and who is lost.
We haven't faced death at this magnitude in our country in a long period of time, trauma that's associated with that.
Congressman Greg Stanton from Arizona is the lead sponsor of a House resolution expressing support for a COVID Memorial Day. So far, it has 67 co-sponsors, all Democrats. He's hoping to attract Republican colleagues, too. The resolution hasn't gotten a hearing yet, but he is pushing hard because he says it's important that the pain of the pandemic is not swept under the rug in the pursuit of normalcy.
Those that are suffering from long-term COVID, those that have lost loved ones, we see you, we hear you, we will not forget you. We understand that your family, the loss of your family member is first and foremost a loss to you, but it is also part of a larger national tragedy.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that although in principle the president supports memorializing lives lost to COVID, right now the focus remains on fighting the pandemic and securing funding from Congress to be prepared for whatever comes next. Tamara Keith, NPR News.